The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, welcome to My Mate Bought a Toaster. This is the show that hacks... Ooh, I did a weird thing in my throat.
You're hacking.
He phlegmed on the mic there, Pete Donaldson. It's My Mate Bought a Toaster. This is the show that hacks into people's Amazon accounts right in front of their faces. It's not really hacking, is it, Pete, if you're doing it in front of you?
Yeah, and I've supplied the password, so yeah. I mean...
Have you changed the password especially for me, or did you have the word Tom in your password already?
What, Tom Amazon 1? Probably not, to be honest. Yeah,
it's
weirdly
a great
enough.
Password. There was a moment where I was like, "Oh, this is an interesting password."
I have very little cash money, but if you ever want to hack any of my accounts, it's a Newcastle United footballer. Mm-hmm.
That's
generally, yeah. Mitrovic was a big one for a long time, but I've changed since then. So.
Difficult to spell. Very clever. It's Tom Price here, and joining me today, as you can hear, the one and only, it's brilliant broadcaster. And also, sartorially, always very excellent, Pete. Clothes-wise, again, brilliant trousers you've got on there. Did you buy those on Amazon?
I did not buy those on Amazon, beautiful. But you'd imagine that I could have bought the raw materials to make them from Amazon.
They're an incredible...
From the curtain department, possibly.
A man who's dressed in drapes, but looking fine. So, Pete, you joined, or as I should call you, according to your Amazon account, I should call you Peter Donaldson.
Yes, I'm a Peter up north and a Pete down here. I don't know when I dropped the R. Mm. I don't have a middle name, so I like to be a bit fancy with my name.
Do your family back at home just say, oh, he's changed.
He's dropped the R.
So you first bought something on Amazon. Do you know off the top of your head what year you...
Oh, good God. I didn't know you were going this far back. I thought you were going to take a little cheeky glimpse through the last 6 months.
No, this is an intense... you're in for the next 6 hours.
All right, okay. So when was I born? Plus 20. I reckon I first bought something on Amazon and certainly that Amazon account in 2009.
Bingo!
Did I get it right?
Ten points. Well done, congratulations. You have won the first item you ever bought on Amazon, right? You sat down. Pete Donaldson, 2009. How old were you in 2009?
How old would I have been? 81. Work that out.
So he was 81 in 2009. So you're a bit younger than me. So you'd have been 28.
Mm. Okay. What does a 28-year-old Pete Donaldson need?
30 Rock.
30 Rock, fair dues. That's all right. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
That's not the end of the podcast, to be clear. It's not like, oh, well done. Thanks for coming in. And, you know, 30 Rock's a great thing to buy. Series 1, £10.82. Very good.
Yeah, that's not too bad, actually. I'm pretty pleased with how that's gone.
And then you bought a Skull Design hot water bottle. Why did you buy a hot water bottle with a skull on it for £11 in December? Christmas present?
Anything bought in between the 15th of December and the 20th of December.
Yes.
Guaranteed.
Yes.
Especially with an Amazon Prime account, you cannot go wrong. Mm-hmm. They're all Christmas presents for people.
But in terms of this podcast, it's a good time to bury bad news because you can buy some absolute shit at that time.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to go over it because I'm going to assume it's a present.
Oh, massively. And this will have been for either a previous relationship or a previous friendship because I can't remember who I bought a skull... covered it's like almost threatening, isn't it? Like you'd be wondering what the liquid was inside.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's some
warm up,
fluid,
but don't drink it.
It's full of spinal fluid. Oh, good.
I think that's quite good to get a nicely decorated because hot water bottles are a bit cutesy.
They're
and
a bit
whimsical.
Dull, yeah. Yeah, die. Exactly. I hope this injury you've given yourself kills you.
And then on the same day, God, this is from the sublime to the ridiculous. You just bought a lovely chess set from Hamleys for £20.
Oh wow!
I mean, this is all presents, I'm assuming, is it? Or do you like it? Do you like a spot?
Maybe that was a present for me. Oh, if I wanted to give myself an air of intelligence, maybe
yeah.
I wanted to play some 2D chess myself.
Do you play old school?
I know how to play chess. I know the moves, but I don't know any of the techniques. You know those little kind of fancy moves where you link three moves together.
My son started playing it now, and because I connect it with being intelligent, so I think, oh, I better play chess with him. It's just fucking shit. Chess. No one ever said that.
No, I think I first got into chess. My dad tried to teach me, and then Battle Chess for the Amiga came out.
Oh yeah,
where all of like the little horses would kick the crap out of each other, and so that's how I probably got into chess proper.
I have an Amiga. I've not heard the word Amiga for ages. Sega Amiga.
Beta, Gamma. All of the houses.
That's the Greek alphabet right there. All right, okay, so let's skip on 2010 now. Some nice stuff there. We've got some original male men's aftershave. Very nice indeed. Police. You went for the Police one there.
Yeah, I was big into Police for a while. That was that's a bit of a swerve, really. I didn't used to spend any money on fragrance. And now, to be honest, my signature scent would be Fahrenheit. You'll probably find a lot of bottles of that as we get a little bit older.
Yes, I get Fahrenheit. I'm sensing that. I've never done aftershave. Should I do aftershave? Did it improve your life?
Well, I had my armpits lasered.
Amazing. What?
I had something that I think has an official name of hyperdryosis, in that you only sweat. You sweat profusely from your armpits for no fucking reason. Can I swear on this podcast?
Oh, okay.
For no bloody reason, I'm sweating from my armpits, but nowhere else. I'm not a sweaty guy generally, but I would just be I'd get up,
yeah,
and my armpits would just be wet, and I'm like, what's the point? Why is this?
So we're talking like uncomfortably wet?
Not uncomfortably wet, moist. But if I've got a certain colour shirt on, you'd be able to see it.
Oh, right. Yes.
So I went this thing, and they inject you 45 times with lidocaine to numb it. And then they laser the hell out of your armpits, and they swell overnight like a gibbon's throat sack. And so you kind of have to ice them constantly through the night. And it killed the sweat thingamajigs. So I don't sweat.
You're like a Bond villain.
Oh, yeah. But it's like you only sweat like 5% of your whole body sweat comes out of your armpits. And mine was just hyper crazy.
So it was like 30%.
So I was like, yeah, it was just most of it. Right. And so now, I mean, I don't know where the water goes. Possibly somewhere else, I don't know. You've got to wonder, haven't you?
Did your feet swell up the next day? Like, oh, no, what's happened?
A big trouble in Little China. It was horrible, yeah.
You've had your lasers
out. Yeah, it works. She said I should come back for the second go. And I was like, no. Once is enough for me, and I should have gone.
Well, because it can grow back.
You're supposed to do two runs of it, and I was like, I'll just do one. Right. And I wish I'd gone back for it, because it has come back a little bit, but not as bad as it ever was before.
It looks absolutely fine.
It's fine.
Small, slightly warm here, so I'll keep an eye on it, listeners. And so when that happened, did all the hair go then as well?
The hair did go, but it came back in about a month, so after the swelling had gone.
It's such a weird process,
but out of all of the stupid things I've spent a good couple of grand on,
how much was it?
I think it was about a couple of grand. 1,200 per go, I think. So maybe it wasn't as expensive as I think.
That's still a lot, because that's about how much I spent on laser eye surgery.
And right,
okay. That meant I could see.
Yeah, that's a bigger gift, isn't it?
That's one of my favourite senses. Not having to
put bleach in your washing machine or being able to see.
So listen, then we get to 2011.
I've given up my police obsession.
We already think you're weird because you've had your armpits lasered. And then you got a Koenig Zoom spotting scope.
A Koenig Zoom spotting scope.
It's basically...
It's not good. I think that may have been a gift, because my mum always buys me binoculars
right.
for Christmas.
Why?
I think she's trying to get me into voyeurism.
Rear windowing?
Or birding. So I bought my dad back one. I bought him a telescope as well.
Well, that's what this is. It's a telescope.
Okay.
So this is a present for your dad.
I'm fairly certain I bought him two in the last 10 years, definitely.
Because I'm slightly concerned about this, because I'm aware that this was delivered to, I can see the address, and that's very, very central London.
I just
think anyone with a telescope in central London is very nosy.
Yeah, but if you're in a built-up area, what are you going to see exactly? Actually, in the back of my house, I live next to a churchyard, but over the other way is a office. Mm-hmm. And there were two people definitely having sex one time.
No.
Very exciting.
Did you get the telescope out for that?
Well, I didn't have it. Okay. So
that's why you bought it. If that happens again...
I don't think binoculars work like that, because they converge into one point. I don't really understand. But
when did you see...
Jerked off regardless, Tom. It's fine.
I still got the job
I knew
done.
What was going on. I know what's happening, guys. I'm still enjoying it.
No shame at all. When were they having sex? What sort of time of the...
I think it was kind of Christmas party, kind of boozy, kind of nonsense. And I was like, what's going on over there? Because, like, people are just... That person seems to be bouncing on that other person. I was like, wow. I mean, you couldn't say anything, but you knew what was going on. I was like, oh, my God, this is so exciting. This is what Soho is about.
Yeah, that's why you live in Soho. You live in Soho so you can see people having sex.
I've been in Soho for 5 years now, and that is the sexiest, most salacious thing I've seen. Since the office moved in over the road from me at the front of the house, they've seen my willy so many times. Like, it's disgusting.
Yeah, but you get to that stage, don't you? This is a key observation that I made in my life. You get to, you know, there's a point in your life you diverge from being the sort of person who is embarrassed about people seeing you because they're looking at you, and then you hit about 30, 35 and you start to think, no, I'm embarrassed for them.
Yes. Oh, mate.
Having to see this.
I used to, Ricky Gervais used to get his willy out to annoy Carl Pilkington quite a lot, and I used to find his Carl Pilkington's kind of like just, oh, it's disgusting, kind of funny.
Yeah.
But I thought that's a disgusting thing to do.
It's a bad habit.
It's a bad habit.
It's up there with picking your nose and smoking.
Well, you can do both of those things on public transport and get a telling off. If you do the third thing, you're going to be thrown off and arrested. But getting your willy out was never something that I thought I would ever do. But my God, it works on some friends.
Wow.
There's nothing funnier than getting your willy out. When you're in private company, not when you're out, you know, where anyone else can see it, because that's assault. But... when you're getting your willy out to a male friend when he thinks you're just being normal, but you've had a couple of drinks and you'll be having a chat and you willy be out and he'll go, oh, Peter, for fuck's sake. Yeah. And it is, again, probably quite illegal, but...
There's nothing funnier.
There's nothing funnier than a man being disgusted.
Not something you do until you hit a certain age.
Massively. Because I would never even dream of doing that.
You
want to
protect your brand. But then you think, fuck it, I want everyone to see.
I've drawn a face on it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's horrible. Never mind.
I just do a quick check. Yeah, he's absolutely fine. Nothing's out at the moment. All right.
Check the bottom of my trousers.
2011.
My curtain trousers.
2011, very eventful year for magnifying
good
things.
God.
Verbatim.
Good God.
You got a solid state drive there.
See, I should...
Always interesting to look at people's storage there. That's
That's drillable. You can just drill that. If the police come round, that all you need to do is like throw that against the wall. Everything done. Everything
absolutely
done.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. That is really good to know. you got those soft walls.
Shit! You're
throwing it. Always enjoy looking at people's hard drives. I think that's most of what my Amazon history is, to be honest. It's wires and hard drives.
Oh, massively hard drives, cradles for hard drives, HDMI splitters. I spent a lot of money on that.
What do you put on it all? Music? No, not anymore. No, it's streams, photos.
It's just you see a little deal on like a Black Friday and you go, well, I need that in my life. And then it just sits there. I haven't got, my dad is completely obsessed that there are people like malware, people watching him, taking his things, stealing his money. He hasn't got any money. He hasn't got any sort of life. Interest. His Amazon history is way more less salacious than mine, or interesting. So I don't know why anybody want to peek around in his hard drive. So he's got books upon books upon books of passwords and protect, like, everything's encrypted. And I go, what are you encrypting?
Nobody cares. And also, the more he does that, the more his neighbours are going to think he's a paedophile.
Exactly, exactly. If you go over any of my computers, you go on it, there's nothing there. I have not redacted anything from this Amazon list. I've just given you I've changed my password and given it to you. Mm-hmm. And you can, you know...
Nobody has redacted anything so far doing this podcast. I'm quite depressed by it. Everyone's just gone,
everyone's
everything.
Very open. Yeah,
I need to
I don't think you can buy anything particularly foul on Amazon, can you?
Oh, you can. Well, let's carry on, shall we? Let's see what else we've got here. I mean, we've got a Martin Smith 36-inch guitar.
Guitar, yeah, nice.
£41.99. Very nice. Now, is that when you got people back in your Soho flat? Are you the dickhead who gets the guitar?
Oh, yeah.
And goes, hey, guys, who's there, Sharon?
Definitely not, because I can never remember any songs. I don't know what y'all like with the old guitar.
Day trip at the end.
That's just not something that... our mutual friend Dave, he's a very good pianist, and obviously he can remember everything. And obviously that's a really useful skill, but I think I know the chords to maybe Big Me by the Foo Fighters, and that's it. I've got.
I can do For the Dead by Gene. Remember For the Dead?
I remember. I can't take it. I don't know that song.
Too much time's been wasted. Do they play that on Absolute anymore?
They should do.
Isn't it? Love a Gene hour. All right, okay. We've got a nice posh coffee machine. That's good. December 2012.
Nice.
Or maybe a present. We're in December 2012 now.
What make is it?
Philips Sensio Viva Cafe.
I think that might have been sent to a friend in Modesto, California. So that might have been. That might actually be.
Let's have a look.
If it is, I think I bought two or three coffee makers at Christmas with people.
Go for the pods. Do you find, I mean, this is a controversial opinion.
Right.
I don't like pod coffee. I don't think it's very nice. I always think it's slightly metallic.
I don't taste the metal, but I do know that if you have a machine, the... ducts get blocked very easily.
They do. That's why.
And it's really upsetting. And it's like, oh, my coffee machine is dying. You just got to give it a shake and it's fine. But those pods are, they're not great for the environment, but it's really easy.
Well, they started recycling them now, haven't they?
So
you can see, but then
then
you get people, certainly around where I live, you get people who sort of show off with how many pods they put out on their doorstep. So you get the sort of recycling shame of tins of lager on a Friday. But then you get people leaving bags of Nespresso pods. Oh my God, I'm doing so well.
Do they pick them up kind of like separately? Do the Nespresso people come round? Does George Clooney come round and go...
it's actually George Clooney,
What's his wife called, Amira? I can't remember. Go on, grab that one, of number two.
Bags George Clooney, he just jumps out of a van. Is that Clooney? Yeah, he's just getting the pods. I'll tell you what's impressed me. On the 27th of July, 2012, and this is a thing which everyone in the office here at Great Big Owl Towers, don't know what the fuck that means, this was enjoyed thoroughly.
I'm glad you showed everyone else. Yeah. I just presumed, Tom, when I gave you my login to my Amazon, it's just between me and you.
I will be broadcasting this.
I've not seen your Twitter feed today, so you may have got it wrong.
27th of July, 2012. Mm. Superman knee-high caped sock.
Yes.
Explain yourself.
What I do in the bedroom.
Right, is this an idea you got from looking at maybe the office across the way with the binoculars?
Mate, or? If you see a pair of socks for sale that have a cape on them, attached to them, they look like a Superman sock, you're going to buy them, aren't you? You're just going to buy them.
What, for £20?
That's a secret Santa. I think that was my secret Santa this year.
July.
Oh.
2012. No God, excuses.
Maybe I was getting it early.
Caped.
They're not knee-high, are they?
Yes, that's what they say.
Knee-high, and then where does the cape come in?
Can I just ask? The cape goes over the back. Do you want to have a look at them? There they go. Look.
Oh, yeah, they're massive,
aren't
they?
What were they for?
They were for a mate. So, like...
Is he a Fathers for Justice? That's what it looks
up
like.
Up to about 35% of his body, yeah. Weird.
And also, having discussed nudity earlier on, I hope you wore nothing but those.
Maybe that was the present. I was turning up in the socks, going, hello, everyone.
Nothing else. Brilliant. Nothing else on today, guys.
Hi, guys. It's Angelo Epifemio here, telling you to please listen to the Brian and Roger podcast. Now, I don't know who's written it, but whoever it is probably a genius. So I think you should give it a listen because it's such great stuff.
November 12th, 2013. Here we go. He's got a Steve McFadden canvas clock.
Nice. So,
go on.
Steve McFadden, EastEnders.
Phil
Mitchell. Maybe I was preceding Steve McFadden's Cold War by just buying... I bought a lot of these clocks. There was this company that used to do them, but then I think they moved on to Amazon, and you could just buy a little clock, basically, with Steve McFadden's face on it.
It's wonderful. Was it for you, or was it to impress the ladies?
I think it was my sister, actually.
Oh, there you go.
Ended up getting a Steve McFadden clock. I forgot about that.
It's
amazing. This is an enjoyable trip down memory lane.
No, because we're finding out about you.
Yeah,
in an upsetting way. I knew you were weird. I've watched you at Magic Towers. I've seen you working on Absolute, and I knew you were on.
I told you in the office. I said there's syringes. For various little projects I've had, there's knives, there's all kinds of stuff in there. It's brilliant.
Listen, look at this, guys. June 2013, 3 packs of Perspirex Underarm Roll-On Antiperspirant. So, No need for that anymore.
So this was pre-lasering. So
that's 20 quid you don't need to spend anymore. So however much that laser armpit thing cost, $2,500, minus £20, thank you very much.
This is the thing that a lot of people don't realise. You can buy like some pretty good stuff on Amazon, like in bulk.
Yeah.
So like from kitchen roll, toilet roll, you can buy all kinds of stuff and it just gets delivered and you don't have to think about it. So that was my brand of deodorant. I saw it, I was like... and also Amazon works off the algorithm, so they know what you bought elsewhere.
Oh, they know everything about you.
And they know everything about you. And also, once you bought like the CyberShot Sony camera, 5 weeks later they will offer you that same camera and say, "Do you want to buy this?" I've gone, "No, I've just bought one. I don't need more."
Yeah,
and then you buy one and you go, "Why have I done this?
Why has that happened?"
3D.
So 2030, just a lot of stuff. It's all good stuff.
I think I'd started earning a bit there, and I think I'd gone a bit crazy with the gifts and stuff. So yeah, just a lot of random nonsense.
All right, okay.
I spend a lot of money on like giftable tech. I give away a lot of stuff. So I may be a psychotic binocular wielding psychopath, but I am very generous with gifts.
That's right. That's nice.
You might get some Superman socks out of it.
I love a generous
carving you up.
Psychopath. That's like, you're like Dexter. Very
exactly,
lovable.
Very lovable.
And you sort of forgive him what he's doing. I mean, to add to the Dexter thing, December 2014, some classic heavy duty standard security handcuffs with a polished finish.
Ah.
With not one but two keys, £7.80.
Now.
Go on.
That was not a sec. Oh, God, this sounds like an owl.
Yeah.
I bought.
Can I say, it's a good job you're not an MP.
I bought a friend a particular book, right?
Which book?
It's Love in the Time of Cholera by what's his chops?
Oh, I can tell you who that is by, because I did English and I'm really clever. Same guy who did 100 Years of Solitude, Gabriel Marquez.
And I bought one copy and they lost it. I just read the fucking book. And they bought another one and they lost it. Bought another one and they lost it. Just kept on losing it.
Okay.
And so as a joke, I bought like a hardback edition and I manacled the manacles to it. I went, you fucking lose that. Lost it. Lost that.
They cut their own arm off.
I mean, I kept the thingamajig. So
you got the key.
I got the key.
Two keys. Also, 2014, December 2014, adult woman, World War II, 1940s ladies army girl fancy dress costume.
That was for me. That was my New Year's Eve. I saw in the New Year with a bit of fancy dress, dressed as what can only be described as a wren.
Why did you decide to dress as a wren? I love that.
Because when you go to one of those parties where everyone dresses up like they're in the Blitz, everyone has those sexy, all the men dress as sexy soldiers and like they want to be, you know, but I'm like, no, it's pathetic. You shouldn't kind of like go, yay, we're all in the war. Like, that's not a good thing.
Right.
So I was like, I went under duress and I was like, right, I'm going to dress as a wren. So
and
they're the ones who did the real work.
Well, it's absolutely true. Also, you get a lot of costumes. September, you got Edward Scissorhands fancy dress costume. Because you know there's no bigger crime.
Before that moment, I think I dressed as Edward Scissorhands. I was never into dressing up at all. But now, I am so into dressing up. At the drop of a hat, I will put something stupid on for a party. I fucking love dressing up.
Right.
And Edward Scissorhands was a staple of my dressing up. I went to Japan in it. Showed a picture of it to Tim Burton.
Amazing.
Tim Burton actually said it was pretty good. He said, is that you? That's pretty good.
Got put in front of Tim Burton's eyes.
Exactly.
Oh, and that's amazing.
It's good, isn't it?
That's amazing.
But when you sort of look back at your life through the prism of purchases you've made, it's not right, is it? It's not right.
Retail decisions you cannot change. They're absolutely amazing.
Yeah, horrified.
Seeing the Japanese thing, you learned Japanese in 7 days.
It was so easy. There will be a lot of that in there as well. Just kind of, if something's too hard, I will throw money at it. So there will be a million different. There will be a million different sort of books and language learning.
But not very self-helpy.
A lot of dictionaries.
Sort of self-improvement.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. I like to throw. I'm just showing Tom a picture of me dressed as Edward Scissorhands.
It was
a pretty accurate costume, I thought.
No, that's a brilliant Edward Scissorhands. Pete, you really look like him.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah,
a weird alien who has knives on him.
Because you do always make excellent clothing decisions, I could easily see you in the office at Absolute and just think, yeah, it's just Pete. It's just what he's wearing today.
He's had some scissors installed.
Yeah, exactly.
If I can't be asked or I can't find the time or award myself the time do something, I will throw money at it. I have so many subscriptions to language learning things because I fundamentally cannot be arsed. And I think the first step is always to just buy the app or buy the book. So there will be so many language dictionaries, stuff like that.
Yeah, nice. I like that, though. I like people who buy stuff because they want to improve. Even if you don't use it, it's still impressive. It's the thing, isn't it, when you sit on the tube, you want people to think, he's
learning this.
I did that once. Genuinely, this is absolutely true. I bought a French book because I wanted to impress people on the tube. And then I thought, it occurred to me as I sat down, they just think I'm French.
They just think
that's what genuinely happens. That is not
possible.
He's
just reading in French.
He's just a French man reading a book.
Oh.
Really, really pathetic.
You are wearing stripes today as well.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Living the French dream. I'm very French. All right, okay, what else have we got? It's a lot of stuff that you go through. Lots of, you've got your fat hair amplifying hairspray.
Right, fat hair, my brand of hairspray. Mm-hmm. Me and a friend of Phil were obsessed with this hairspray. It was the only thing that would clag together our very thin hair. I mean, if you don't know what I look like, you must... I mean, people are thinking, my God, this man is horrific. Mm. He's Edward Scissorhands. He owns binoculars. He has handcuffs.
He pervs on his neighbours.
Yeah. He's got handcuffs to lock people to his bed. And he's got very thin hair.
It's not good look. You use that stuff,
it's not
though.
A good look. But this fat hair, it's like glue. And it got discontinued. And the only place you could find it, after Amazon's supply ran out, was eBay. And they were selling for £30. So
that's an investment.
Oh,
now
have smashed out a couple of quid on some fat hair. I wish I had done that now and made an EU fat hair mountain. just just to sell again on eBay.
Like hair Bitcoin. Mm. There's more costumes as well. We're skipping right on ahead now. We're in December 2018. Very nearly up to date. We've very nearly done this.
Thank the Lord.
Thank
Christ. This is tragic.
Well, you've got yourself... No, it's not. I'm loving... Peeling back the layers of Pete Donaldson. You fascinate me. You got yourself a Ring video doorbell. Everyone's getting these now.
Yeah, I got one from Mum and Dad. They're never going to use it, but it makes me feel better that I bought them something.
Guess what as well? This is the irony upon irony here, guys. The parcel was handed directly to a neighbour. So.
Didn't even go to them.
Didn't even make it.
They need
didn't
a doorbell. It. They need a video doorbell.
Well, that's what I'm going to say. They don't need a video doorbell because the neighbour will take it anyway. So no point in that at all. An extra tall stovepipe hat. That was ordered in December on New Year's Eve. Was that getting ready for Brexit Armageddon or
that
something?
I bought a stovepipe hat. Ordered it on the 30th. I was going to a New York themed party. New York
theme
party, and I was like, New York theme party, and it was like music from the Strokes and all of the stuff. And again, I was thinking everyone's going to dress like, and it said fancy dress. It said prizes for the best fancy dress costume.
That sounds like such East defense
London.
In court.
I was like, it said
fancy dress.
And nudity is effective. An erection is quite clearly a costume. So it was going to be a fancy dress thing, and it was New York. So I thought everyone's going to be dressed like Debbie Harry and the Ramones. Everyone's going to go all cool.
Yeah,
I'm going to dress like Daniel Day-Lewis in the film Gangs in New York. I was the only person dressed up in any kind of fancy dress.
Oh, no.
I was dressed like...
Oh, mate.
It was horrible.
That's horrible. Didn't you just turn around and go home? Where was the party?
It was in a shithole in East London somewhere, some sort of cool place. I had a nice time, but...
Did you have the moment of walking in and go, oh, I've got the wrong party? This is awful.
I felt even my friends who were with me didn't even dress up.
All right, let's go for 2019. Here we are now, 2019. So far, it's been a great year. How are you? You're not stressed about this, are you?
No, it's fine. I think I've cleaned up my act.
Calm down
a bit.
Well, you've grown up a little bit. Look, you bought yourself a lightweight running armband for your phone. You're obviously going running, doing some cardio.
Doing a bit of cardio, trying to elongate my life.
There you go. This is what we do as we crash towards 40. This is what happens, man.
Do you panic? Like, you're maybe a year older than me. Do you panic? Are you panicking right now? So you've got a kid. You've got something to live for.
Yeah,
I've got a stovepipe hat. That's all I've got.
I would rather live for a stovepipe hat. Yeah, you do a little bit, don't you? I think that my balding hair helps me to face up to the reality of aging. It's quite a good way of telling me I am getting older and that's okay.
But your hairline is still very much there.
It's a very visual progression. I can really see it happening. So that's telling me.
It's like the man in Doom, video game Doom, where he starts getting beaten up. The more times he takes a bullet, the more the bloke on Nightmare, where his face skull starts coming off.
It is, yeah, you're right. I do look like my skull's falling off. But it does, and I've always felt that gives me a great way of just gauging. It's like a Speedo. I can see where I am in the aging process, so I don't really panic about it. Whereas if I were to be 22 and suddenly jump into this, I'd go, holy fuck, I'm ancient. But I've been here the whole time, so I'm not that worried about it. So what else have we got here in 2019? It's all very... Well, nice Life and Fate by Vasily Grossman. See, you're growing up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fairly certain that book was the one that a friend recommended, and I downloaded it to my Kindle, and the aforementioned one of my several Kindles, and I read the, in like European novels, sort of Russian novels, you'll always have like a list of the characters.
Yeah.
That list of characters went on for like 10 pages, and I was like, I'm probably never going to read this book.
I didn't even read
the list of characters. It's so confusing.
These last two items, which we're going to focus in on from January this year, they sum up Donaldson, who we now know. The Pete Donaldson
lithium.
We've discovered.
He's bought a lot of lithium.
He's got a spade and night vision goggles. No, he's got a Sony PlayStation DualShock 4 controller. So that means we now know you have Xbox because you bought Xbox Live.
Yeah.
And you've doubled up. You've doubled down.
No. Actually, I gave... Because, again, I'm going to get... Look... If we went through every last piece, every last fragment of this horrible forensic takedown of Pete Donaldson, you would see that a lot of this stuff is for gifts. I gave away my Xbox to a friend who doesn't have the means, and so he's got that and the controllers. And I'm very much a PlayStation guy, but I think those PlayStation controllers were actually for the office.
We do the rambling
because you can't just be like a radio podcasty people. You got to do like online-y stuff. So we started streaming some football. FIFA, bit of FIFA.
Oh,
every
I
now
see.
And again,
so you're expanding the podcast brand. So do you think, as a podcast advisor, do you think I should take this podcast format and start to do some sort of live online Amazon shopping, maybe?
Yeah, I'll just, I mean, I'll just post people's passwords and
Amazon
and
Tom
Amazon
One.
Logins to Amazon Tom One.
And you bought a cat dog sailor costume.
Oh, yeah, that is in the play. What's it called? You Can Handle the Truth. What's it called? A Few Good Men.
Yes.
A Few Good Men and her dog. I thought that is funny if I get a hat for a dog to say well done on the play.
So you buy costumes, you buy wires, you buy storage.
I'm not just dressing up myself, I'm dressing up dogs now.
Yeah, no,
brilliant.
That's what you've done, you've moved on.
Yeah.
As you get older, you think, I don't want to dress myself up. Why would I do that? I'm a grown man. I'm going to get a pet and do that. Pete, I've loved this. Thank you so much.
It's all right.
How does it feel to have your life analysed like this?
I feel absolutely violated.
Do you feel that? Do you feel, is there anything?
A little bit
cathartic. What thing that we've listed out today do you regret? What item do you regret most and think, oh, I really shouldn't have done that?
Well, it's more of a holistic view of, you know, the night vision goggles or whatever, and the, I mean, bearing in mind I've been in a relationship since I was 18, so I don't know whether I could get away with being a pervert.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so I mean, there's that. I mean, how I managed to get away with being a, you know, to all intents and purposes, a pervert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And still hold down a girlfriend. I don't know really, but
well,
I,
yeah. Hold down is a. Yeah. Let's not use
don't
that
need
phrase.
To, mate. Got a.
It's absolutely
got
fine.
The old manacles.
Got the handcuffs with two keys, handcuffs. Not one key.
Safety first, Tom. If you're gonna play with that kind of thing, need a safe word.
And is there one item do you think that best sums you up? Is there one item you can remember over the last hour or so that really is that's you to a T?
I think the dog hat really works for me. I think the dog hat really sells me in that I will upset your animals if left alone with them. I will not nutmeg them, but they will have a hat at the end of it.
Never nutmeg.
Never nutmeg.
No, it's cruel. Pete Donaldson, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Sorry,
on my mate bought a toaster.
Sorry.
Too late for apologies. What's done is done. Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Ah, cheers, man. GreatBigOwl.com.
Hi, I'm Julia Rayside, and I'd like to invite you aboard my podcast. Always There is the only podcast to navigate through every single episode in order of the 1980s seafaring soap opera, Howard's Way. You don't have to love Howard's Way or even remember it. We're going to talk about it anyway, because I think it's brilliant.
Somebody's nicked my bloody boat!
Find us on Twitter at Always There Pod.